Want to take a moment and say welcome aboard to Jay Edwards, a Republican candidate for state treasurer coming through our area. Jay, good to see you. Thanks for coming by.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me.
I'd like to, for us to share, you know, share with us your background. I know you were a state representative kind of in the kind of Appalachia part of Ohio,
Southeast,
right?
Southeast Ohio. So grew up, born and raised as a son of Appalachia, and grew up in a family of small business owners in Southeast Ohio. I never thought I'd get into politics. Played all the sports growing up, and was fortunate enough to receive a football scholarship to play at a high university under Frank Solich down there, and played 4 years, got my degree in mathematics, and somehow I got into real estate and other things, and somehow I was 26, 27 years old, and someone talked me into running for state representative. So I ran for state representative. No one thought I had a chance to win, and fought and worked really hard and got to know people around Southeast Ohio, and ended up winning that race. And I served for 8 years. We have term limits in the state of Ohio. So got to serve for 4 terms, 8 years. My last term in 23 and 24 was fortunate enough to be the finance chairman for the state of Ohio. So get to control a big portion of the state's budget, 70 some billion dollars. And was fortunate enough to pass a very conservative budget, giving a lot of money, the biggest tax cut we've had in the state's history in a long time, back to the taxpayers, while also making sure we fund public schools to lower property taxes on people, so they're less reliant on property taxes, allowing us to be able to provide for school choice, which is a big deal across the state of Ohio, that kids can choose if they don't want to go to a traditional school, allowing them to go to other places, universal school choice. And so I was very, very happy with the budget I was able to accomplish with the help of my colleagues in the legislature to be able to pass a very conservative budget for the people of Ohio.
So did you find perhaps entering the state treasurer's race was a logical progression, for you?
Absolutely. Dealing with the state's finances as the finance chairman and looking at the state's budget, it's a natural fit for me to run for that. Southeast Ohio hasn't had someone run for a statewide office in a long time. It's a very tall task coming from an area that doesn't have a big population, right? You guys probably feel that here in Northwest Ohio. You're not Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, nor do you want to be Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati. There's a reason people live in the rural parts of the state. And, our morals are a little bit different and what we believe in is a little bit different, and that's fine. I think we need some, what I find in the rural parts of the state, not talking bad about the cities, we tend to, think a little bit differently. We're very much common sense driven type people. And, I want to take those kind of morals and principles and that common sense to the state treasurer's office. And, I know people might not know a lot about the state treasurer's office, but it manages the state's finances and services the debt for the state. And a lot of really good programs. I just got done meeting with the county commissioners and the county sheriff and taking a tour of the county jail here in Mercer County. And, one big thing that takes place in the state treasurer's office is a program called the AgLink program, which allows for lower interest rates for farmers when they're buying equipment or they're buying farms, anything involved with borrowing money for farm equipment or farm issues, farming business. The AgLink program that runs through the state treasurer's office is a big deal here in the western part of the state. Allows for lower interest rates. We like lower interest rates when people are buying new tractors or whatever the case may be for their farm. So that seems to be a big thing, here in Western Ohio. It's a big thing in Southeast Ohio. It's a big thing around the rural parts of the state with farming being the number one business, agriculture being the number one business in the state.
All right. In terms of, running for that office, I understand it's an elected position, to be sure, but yes. I can also see where, the partisan politics we're used to seeing may not necessarily enter the picture as the treasurer. It seems more of a, you're doing the math, you're working the numbers, those sorts of things.
Yeah, absolutely. They always say when you get into government financing, they always say creative accounting. It gets into creative accounting sometimes, but I'm obviously a limited government guy. I want to give more money back to the taxpayers. I want to hold people accountable. There might not be things that you can directly do in the treasurer's office, but it gives you a platform to talk about things. One of the big hot topic issues this past budget, when I wasn't the finance chair, was there was, you know, $600 million given to build a new Cleveland Browns stadium. What does the general public think about that? What do we, that's something that I would talk about and talk to voters about, even though it isn't directly tied with the treasurer's office. That's a function of the legislature and the governor's office. Those are things that we can talk about. And is that a good idea for us to be given $600 million? You know, I'd rather see it. I'm not against it. I love sports. I love infrastructure, and it's going to put a lot of good people to work in Northeast Ohio. Is that something that could have been used to maybe lower property taxes on people here and all over the state or in Western Ohio? That some property taxes are a big deal. It's you pay them forever. I'm talking to people today, especially older folks that have paid off their mortgage, their property tax payments are more than their original mortgage when they bought their house. These are real issues facing the people of our state. And if we're going to make the state excel and want people to move here and be able to live here and raise a family and work here and want to leave behind a better opportunity for their kids and their grandkids than they had, these are conversations that we must have as elected officials. And something else that gets into partisan politics with the treasurer's office is, you take the state's finances and you get to choose, what banks you're dealing with and where who's going to store that money and where these investments are going to go. And, Ohio is a conservative state. Donald Trump just won the last election by 11 points. He won the previous two elections by 8 points. We have super majorities in the House and Senate. We have a majority Congress people that are Republican. We want to make sure the investments that the state is making hold the same moral and principles of the people of Ohio. And you're talking to people all the time. In my area, we have a lot of gas and oil business. The gas and oil business has been great for the state of Ohio. I'm talking to business owners every day that work in the gas and oil business that their banks are debanking them because of this equity and social governance that's going on and this ESG stuff that's going on. I want to make sure we're holding these investments accountable, that if you're going to cut into conservative principles, if you're going to cut into beliefs in oil and natural gas, or cut into companies, small businesses that believe in conservative values and aren't pushing some of the woke ideology that these big corporations are pushing on its employees and its customers, that, you're not open for business, for doing business with the state of Ohio. We might not invest in you. I do this in my own portfolio. I imagine most people do. We invest in businesses that we believe in. We do businesses with banks that we believe in. If you're going to try to push on morals and principles on the Ohioan people or business owners that aren't necessarily what we believe in and aren't our morals and principles, we might choose not to do business with you. And I think that should be something that the state really takes a hard look at and sees, where we're going to put our taxpayers' money. Are we going to invest in companies that don't hold our principles and morals?
How about also some of the way you've been able to visit the state, go around, start meeting people? Yeah. What are some of the concerns that they've been sharing with you? I'm sure you get different perspectives depending where you visit.
Absolutely. It's a big state, 88 counties. Everybody's got a different perspective. I did this a lot in the legislature. It's very easy to sit back and say, why does no one in the state care about our area? And so I took that and said, maybe I should learn about other areas of the state, especially as a finance chairman. So it's a big state, a lot of different issues. Property taxes is a hot button issue right now. A lot of people are talking about property taxes as they're seeing it rise all over the place. I'm a big fan of public schools and public education and making sure that we keep that option viable. I'm a big fan of local governments. I want to make sure we're not, by reducing property taxes, we're not taking it, making sure that we're reducing public safety and police and fire. So we got to find that happy medium of trying to figure out a way of reducing property taxes, especially in the case of these reevaluations that are happening every 4 or 6 years. There's no new levies passed, but somehow your property tax bill goes up. So that's a big deal. I can tell you energy is another big deal facing this state. We have an energy crisis. We're not producing a lot of energy anymore. We're down to 4 coal-fired burning power plants, which if you open your electric bill and you see it, you can tell it's gone up 3, 4, 5-fold. That's a direct reflection of energy policy here in the state. So energy, especially utility bills, is a big issue we're hearing around the state. And then obviously workforce development is a big issue when you're talking to business owners. A lot of times when you talk to business owners right now, it's not about, a little bit about regulations. It's not a lot about tax policy. We have a very low income tax here in the state. We're down to 2.75 across the board for our highest bracket. A lot of times, though, the biggest part of the conversation with business owners is human capital. We want people that can work. We're going to go visit some technical schools here in the area here coming up and that are training the next workforce of tomorrow. But it's really about how can we get people into these jobs. We're willing to train them, but how can we get people that want to show up to work, that want to work, that want to live here and share our values here in Western Ohio or in Southeastern Ohio or wherever the case may be. But finding people to get them in these jobs is very important.
If people would like to connect with you or learn more about you, let's talk about contact information.
Absolutely. So, you know, I want to throw out there too, I'm 36 years old. I'm a younger guy. I'm not a big fan of people, and I'm not talking bad about anybody. I'm not a big fan of people getting in these elected offices and spending years upon years upon years forever. I'm somebody that wants to get in. I want to make a difference. I care about this because I care about the future of our state. I care about the next generation of our state. And so, if you want to join me and join my fight, edwardsforohio.com is a great place to go. You can contact me directly. You can see what I'm all about. You can learn about me. We're running a very small shop. We don't have a big operation. Our plan is to go around and talk to as many people as we possibly can, build grassroots efforts, and really get people to understand what I'm all about and want to buy into what we believe in, and making sure that not only if you talk to people in Southeast Ohio, the people that I got the opportunity to serve as their state rep, they can tell you, number one, I'm a fighter, and number two, I'll always show up and listen to people. We might not always agree, but if you come to me with an issue, I'm going to fight to try to help you, and that's what I'm all about.
All right, Jay, enjoy your visit.
Awesome.
To our area.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.